Welcome to the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast. I'm Wendy. If you are here, you are probably directed from the blog Slangs by Ghanaians. If you weren't, well, here's the backstory to this podcast. Ghana is a beautiful country, a thriving country in West Africa. And no, Africa is their country, Africa is the continent. There's so many slangs used in Ghana. So much so that if you're not familiar with these slangs, you'd be missing out on a whole world of language. The blog Slangs by Ghanaians seeks to help you better understand the meanings of popular Ghanaian slangs. This podcast is an extension of the blog Slangs by Ghanaians. It will aid listeners in knowing how well to pronounce the slangs stated in the blog post. So, are you ready to learn Ghanaian slangs? Well, there's a whole team ready to help out. So let's dive right into it and learn some slangs. We're back. Yes, we're back. Welcome back to the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast. It's been long. We know. It's been so long. It's been like 5 months now. Wow, 5 months. We're on an official break, but now we're back with an even bigger team. And hopefully with more episodes. People kept asking, when is the next episode dropping? What's up? Where are you guys? And we kept answering, we're on a break. And we've had so many listens from so many countries. We've had listens from like 34 different countries. So thank you all for listening. And as you can tell from today's title, today's episode is the writer's edition. Yes, it's the writer's edition. So we've had the girl's edition, the boy's edition, the Kenyan edition, and now we're going to have the writer's edition. We had writers from the team and guest writers, and they're going to be coming up with creative write-ups using, drum rolls please, using slangs we've discussed on previous episodes. Yes, so the whole idea is they pick up certain slangs, maybe 3 or 4 slangs from all the previous episodes, and then they come up with creative write-ups, and then we move. Yeah, so that's the whole idea. This will be a really interesting episode. So for our writers from the Slangs by Ghanaians team, we have Vanessa Enchi and Emmanuel Mureku, aka Imi. And for our guest writers, we have Sandra Taylor, Kingsley Elikemdo, and Kofi Kunedu-Beko. So let's dive right into it and let's get slanging!
What creeps up on people at night and kills them? Chachu is the only friend I had who died in his sleep. That evening, we had gone to see his mother, but he begged to take his leave. A typical African mother, a Kelly Willis seller, with one fine son, a recent degree holder. She said, "But Chachu, you just got here. Why leave so soon?" He left quick like Chachu slapped him the next June. "Ma, please don't come and take my job." Chachu and his ego. He was always lashing it out on everyone non-stop. That night when Chachu died, I cried. We all cried small, at least we tried. But so now I can never forget Auntie Barbara's tears. For the son whose life he didn't even think to share. For the times he never even chose to be with her. Still I asked, what crept up on Chachu and killed him at night? I know the Bab. Everyone said his puffed up ego choked him into his death. Because his tongue hung out like his chest really hurt. Alas, my question was answered. Last night I heard voices. They were loud. Auntie Barbara sat in the middle of the compound, an angry mob all around. She said she killed Chachu and buried his ego together with his body. What creeps up on people at night and kills them? Is it not their ego, at least for Chachu? Oh, tell me the truth. Or sometimes, it is the unloved, unappreciated, unsuspecting mother. Hi everyone, my name is Sandra Taylor and I'm behind the piece you just listened to. I love to sing, write, read. Yeah, basically. You can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook at HerPurposeNatural. That's H-E-R_PurposeNatural. Thank you.
Dear God, it's me again. Today, I'm not praying about the girl I'm moving to or the way my puppy did my top. Today, I'm coming to ask for forgiveness. Father, I want to ask you to send me Momo, but So let me tell you what happened. It was Tuesday. I was going to pick Chosky to work. Left Pierre that Chosky would have left me, but I managed to enter. And guess who I met when I sat down? Santiago. See that guy, eh? God, I can't see him face way a face all do yawa. When he saw me, he shouted, "Iko, unie!" I smiled and responded. Oh, Father, he didn't waste time. He started laughing and shouting so everybody could hear what he was saying.
"Ah, cool. Last week, you tell me, say, you be bank manager or something. Ah, now you dey lie."
I was sweating and stuttering. Oh, he had say, "I make Bolana, he dey chew metal. So, he go fit become my trainer. Plenty, plenty things." So, when he was getting down from the trotsky, I push him back. Oh, he tumbled small, fall the gutter inside. I was doing, "Let me see your shouting in my head." But see, God, he deserved all of that. Anyway, Father, since then I was fired. Everything is going wrong in my life. Oh. So you have to forgive me. If you do this for me, I go dirty my body for you. I go do soloku for your name. I beg, wah. Yours sincerely, Kolawu Hosea.
Hi everyone, my name is Kofi Kunedubeko and I'm behind the piece you just listened to. My interests are writing short stories, poetry, dramas, creative non-fiction and other forms of literature. I also love watching films and TV series. You can read more of my work on my blog obolokofi.wordpress.com. Let's connect on various social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter. You can find me at con_edu.
Elefque, I almost missed the deadline. Submitting poetry about slangs was the headline. I asked myself, what the heck am I going to write? As I sat there at midnight, I got hungry, so I got some nibbies to nibble on. Some bread and fried egg, my people call chibom. Trust me, it kept me stable. Now tell me the truth. Am I making sense to you? I got some Bola assignments sitting on the side of my bed that I try to ignore as I write this poem. Let me see your shouting because I need accolades. I almost missed the deadline for this submission, but I made it right on time. Just for you to change the timeline. Elefque.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Inchi and I'm behind the piece you just listened to.
My interests are mostly around communication, photography, music, singing, poetry, and I love karaoke. So let's connect on social media. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at VANTWI1. Bye.
I don't often get into relationships. Some say I'm a hopeless romantic. But here's my love story. Then I drove with my bestie, but texting her on that fateful night carried the weight of 3 dear sir contestants. Yet then I won't move too on, so you know, man them for really gather them. Here's me texting. Roses are red, violets are blue. I drew the way my eyes red. Charlie, I want you. Her response came in quicker than expected. FaceTime me, Charlie, was all a red. What happens next be some yawa I'd never forget. Then there she did sit, face in palm and shedding tears. Apparently, her dad had answered her phone. Nana, the cab bafie. I hung up, madam. I quickly hung up. When you are led to think I'd answer any of her, should I say his subsequent calls? Who self asked me to send this text, Kweku? Like I just want Talanku meet him in person. 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 missed calls. I wouldn't like the love of my life's dad thinking she was with a coward though, so I had to look sharp. I rehearsed, so my answers to any question he would ask would be as good as scripted. It really didn't deprive me of any less than 15 minutes. I slapped my cheeks twice, picked up my phone to call, and then there it was, a bombshell. It's the end of you and I, it's red. You know what they say, when it rains, it pours. Hi guys, my name is Ali Kim and I'm behind the PC just listening to. My interests are mostly around nature, politics, relationships, anything actually. I find motivation in anything. So let's connect on social media. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at _AliKim. Bye.
Aidamu. I told her, Aidamu, I have spent all my cash, no money left in my account, I am broke now. She smiles and puts her slender hands on my bare chest, looks at me in the eye and says to me, Aidamu, me too, Aidamu, I have spent all the love I had on you, there is no love left inside me now, I am broke inside. I laugh, hoping that my laughter will turn what she said into a joke. But the look in her eyes and that smirk on her face tells me she means every word. And that is exactly how my last relationship ended. Charlie, je bre, I am tired. It always ends in tears. D for Dabin, when am I going to find genuine love? When? I have decided to move to Melissa too. That girl, he left queer, then I get him. I almost had her. But right now there, she teaching. Good girl come back. So I changed my mind now. I won't even pursue Melissa anymore. I don't want to date in my body. Charlie, life can be hard. This life really draws sometimes. So a broke boy like me must be smart. I must hustle and work hard. Otherwise, lawoo.
Hi guys, my name is Imi Mregu and I am behind the piece you just listened to. My interests are mostly around reading and writing. Basically, I just love anything arts or science. You can connect with me on Instagram and Twitter at Imi929, EAMY929. Thank you.
Wow, that was really great. Well done to all the writers on this episode. Thank you for coming up with all these creative write-ups. It was really great to listen to. Thank you all. You can listen to our previous episodes. Just scroll through and listen to our previous episodes. In the next episode, we are going to be having the whole team. Sorry, we couldn't get a whole team on board today. But in the next episode, you're going to be hearing new voices. We're just going to hang out and chit-chat on the next episode. So make sure you check out the next episode. You can listen to us on Anchor, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Make sure you spread the word and tell people that there's a new podcast out there. We're not new anymore. We're more like old. Tell them that there's a podcast out there, Ghanaian podcast out there, that explains Ghanaian slangs. So if you don't understand Ghanaian slangs, hop on here and we will explain everything to you. You can send us questions via slangsbyghanaians@gmail.com and then we'll answer your questions. Thank you for listening. Bye.